with this KLEM Sports Update on this Saturday, December 13th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Well, we had a lot of basketball take place on Friday night last night. Let's get you the rundown on the KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. We'll start in girls basketball in the Missouri River Activities Conference. Lamar's Community battled the number 2 ranked team in the state last night, and they took a tough loss to the Bishop Heelan Crusaders by a score of 61-18. Grace Westhoff led the Bulldogs with 6 points. Georgia Bixman added another 4, but it was tough sliding against the Crusaders as the Bulldogs dropped to 1-4 on the season. It was a night of blowouts in MRAC girls basketball last night. Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln rolled past Sioux City North 63-34. Sergeant Bluff Luton dominated Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 86-14, and Sioux City East walloped Sioux City West 78-28. In Warrigal Conference girls basketball, a lot more competitive contests here, including 7th-ranked Hinton bouncing back and continuing their winning ways with a 65-41 victory on the road at MMCRU to open conference play for the Royals. Hinton was led by an outstanding offensive onslaught from Sydney Duskett, who scored 36 points for the Blackhawks. She had 3 3-point field goals and got to the free throw line 10 times, making 9 of those attempts, as she continues to be one of the forces in Northwest Iowa basketball. Addie Glass had 11 points as well to help Hinton continue their undefeated start to conference play. MMCRU had another strong offensive performance in that game as well. Tia Tenninger had 25 points for the Royals. Chloe Alish added 9. The Galen Catholic girls started conference play off of the victory, defeating Hartley Melvin Sanborn in town last night, 61-41. Ella Rulin, man, she had a nice night offensively, 21 points for her. Ayla Schmidt had 14 points, and freshman Emmy Castle had 9 points as the Jays open conference play 1-0 with their second win of the season. Harris Lake Park, also in the Warrigal Conference, they defeated Akron Westfield last night, 57-20, and it was Remsen St. Mary's falling to South O'Brien by a final margin of 65-24. Continuing on in the Warrigal Conference from last night, it was 14th-ranked George Little Rock defeating Sibley Ocheden 58-32 in girls basketball, and Trinity Christian rolled past West Sioux 37-12. In the Western Valley Conference, it was Kingsley Pearson picking up a conference victory over Ridgeview in Remsen, 56-43, the final score. Julia Howell led the Panthers offensively with 17 points. She also had 3 rebounds and 3 assists. Claire Pashaw had 14 points, 4 rebounds and 2 steals. And Addie Foster put up double figures on the glass with 10 rebounds. She also had 8 points and 2 blocks. Also in the Western Valley Conference, OABCIG was 3 touchdowns better than West Monona, 56-35. And Westwood was a winner over Woodbury Central 56-36. Boys basketball last night in the Missouri River Activities Conference. Lamar's Community got off to a hot start. They had a 21-4 lead at the end of the first quarter. However, they could not hang on the rest of the way. The Crusaders erased that 17-point deficit to come back and beat the Bulldogs 57-54. Andrew Grant had 19 points to lead Lamar's offensively. Wadi Hosniong, he had 13. Jack Wells had 10 for the Bulldogs as they pick up their second loss of the year, now 2-2 to open the season. Other MRAC boys basketball scores. Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln, they defeated Sioux City North in a big way, 72-28. High-scoring contest here is Sioux City East defeated Sioux City West, 89-74. And it was Sergeant Bluff Luton getting to 90. They had 91 points as they defeated Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson, 91-60. In the Warrigal Conference in boys basketball, this might have been the game of the night around the area as MMCRU trailed at halftime at home against Hinton and came out in a big way to come back and defeat the Blackhawks 70-65. The Royals stay undefeated, improving to 4-0. 4 different Royals scored in double figures, led by Wyatt Olish's 19 points, Camden Bork had 15 points, it was Eli Schlanger with 12 points, including the go-ahead 3 late in the game to help the Royals stay undefeated, and Josh Peterson had 10 points. Boy, it was a night of some high-scoring individual performances, especially to be a Hinton Blackhawk. Logan Kempema led the Blackhawks offensively. He had 33 points in the loss for Hinton, just their second of the season. Logan Coffey was also in double figures for Hinton. He had 10 points. Other Warrigal Conference boys basketball scores. Galen Catholic started conference playoff with a win. They defeated Hartley Melvin Sanborn at home last night. Close ball game, 57-52 over the Hawks. Dane Lehman returned to the floor, and he returned to the floor in a big way with 14 points after missing the last few games with an injury. Carson Ahrens had 10 points in there. Nolan Teal had 9, and Carson Schecker had 8 as the Jays opened conference play 1-0. South O'Brien, while they defeated Ramsden St. Mary's, the Hawks still yet to get a win. They've been in some good ball games, though. It was a 57-44 win for the Wolverines. Akron Westfield in a low-scoring contest fell to Harris Lake Park 45-35 last night. Also in the Wargo Conference, West Sioux hangs on to defeat Trinity Christian 58-55, and a defensive slobber knocker goes the way of Sibley O'Cheedon, who defeated George Little Rock 39-33. In the Western Valley Conference, Kingsley Pearson fell in a contest in Remsen to Ridgeview by a score of 58-51. OABCIG defeated West Monona 72-55, and it was Lawton Bronson over Siouxland Christian 53-29. That wraps up a busy night of hoops from the area last night, but there was also some bowling we got to tell you about as Lamar's Community Girls and Boys Bowling. They were in action down south. They went to Council Bluffs for the annual Thomas Jefferson Holiday Tournament. The Bulldog girls and boys each placed second as a team. The standings on the girls' side, Lewis Central, they scored 27-55. The Bulldogs were right there, shooting a 26-34, 121 pins off of the first place spot. And then it really wasn't close for third. Shenandoah was third with a 22-36, nearly 400 pins off the Bulldogs. Individually, Lamar's had one bowler in the top three. Jenna Fisher bowled a 4-01 series, and she finished in third individually. And then four other Bulldogs were in the top 10. Aaliyah Warner was 6th with a 363 series. Kendra Keith bowled a 360 and finished in 7th. Maddie Gerard finished in 8th with a 359. And Brianna Bockelman tied for 10th with a 354. All four of those scores very tight to each other and very consistent from the Bulldog girls. On the boys' side of that competition, only two teams bowled above 3,000. Well, Lamar's was one of them. They bowled a 3071, but Lewis Central's 3232 was able to beat them. That Titan team is going to be really good again this year. They've been a state tournament contender the last few years. The Bulldogs were led by the top individual score on the day, Taylor Lindner, who bowled a 289 in one game yesterday on Thursday at OABCIG. He bowled a 499 series yesterday. That's pretty tough to do. He averaged nearly 250 per game, and he was the top individual bowler at Council Bluffs Holiday Tournament. In the top five for the Bulldogs was Drake Gill. He finished 5th with a 434. Caden Heitritter was the next best bowler for the Bulldogs, tied for 11th with a 405. And finally, we'll tell you about some wrestling from yesterday as well. Just the first day of a two-day tournament in Council Bluffs, the Council Bluffs Wrestling Classic that brings in teams from near and far, certainly very far. On the girls' side of those standings, with results yet to be finalized, it was a tie for first with Gardner Edgerton of Kansas and Raccoon River Northwest out of the Des Moines Metro, tying for first after the first day. Lamar's Community Girls, they were 24th with a 48.5 point total. On the boys' side, Kearney out of Nebraska was first with a 171 after one day of the Council Bluffs Wrestling Classic. The Bulldogs were 32nd with 32.5 points as a team. You can get a rundown on all of those scores and results from basketball, bowling, and the first day of the Council Bluffs Wrestling Classic. They're on our website at KLEM1410.com. Well, on now to the sports schedule for today. The schedule has been altered just a little bit due to the weather that we experienced overnight. On the girls' side of the wrestling schedule for today, Lamar's will continue the Council Bluffs Classic. Of course, they're already down there, so they're going to compete in day two. Akron Westfield was originally scheduled to go to Ottawa to compete at the West Monona Wolves Tournament. The Facebook page for Akron Westfield Community Schools says Akron Westfield Girls Wrestling is not participating in that tournament now due to the weather. Hinton is still slated to head to Spencer for the Spencer Girls Tournament. In boys wrestling, the Akron Westfield Jim Henrich invite, that has been postponed. We've seen one report that says it will be competed on January 3rd. Another says a makeup date to be determined. So as of right now, still up in the air when the Jim Henrich invite will take place. Lamar's boys still in action at the Council Bluffs Classic for day two. Hinton will be heading south to Oakland. They'll be competing at the Riverside Tournament. And MMCRU is at an invitational host by Sibley Ocheden. Just a couple basketball games on the schedule still for tonight. It is Hinton at Lawton Bronson for a doubleheader, and South O'Brien is at Westwood. Well, for more sports news, be sure to check out our website. That's KLEM1410.com. You can also follow us on Twitter for up-to-date sports news and notes at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Saturday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.